The kidnapping drama in the northeastern part of Nigeria has focused the world's attention on the African nation, but maybe it's precisely that attention that the militant Islamist group behind the abduction actually wants. In just the past day or so, Boko Haram is suspected of carrying out two sets of attacks. One was aimed at villages in northeastern Nigeria, where militants burned homes and killed at least 24 people. The other involved twin car bombs that left more than 100 dead at a market and bus station in the city of Jos. Peter Okwoche, one of the hosts of the BBC program Focus on Africa, was born in Jos. He describes the place as a true Nigerian melting pot.
Jos is smack in the middle of Nigeria, on top of these huge mountains and hills. So it's got very, very cool climate. And that drew a lot of people in the 60s and in the 70s, including my parents who went to go and work there, and a lot of expats as well. It's also got very, very fertile soil, very good for farming. So it drew a lot of people around that 1960s, 1970s. It's a blend of Nigerians from the north, from the east, from the west, and from the south.
Can you tell us about the market where one of the bombs went off yesterday? I mean, what's the scene in that market? Who works there?
Well, it's the biggest market in the city. It's called the Terminus Market. I used to go shopping there a lot myself. It's a huge market right in the middle of the city. It's also next to a bus terminus, and that's where it gets its name from. So thousands of people from all over the city, and Jos is quite a big city, would flock to the market every day to get all their essential needs. So you'd go there to buy your food stuff, you'd go there to buy clothes, you'd go there to buy, you know, washing detergent, essentially anything that you need to run your house.
Did these bombings come as a big surprise yesterday?
Jos, it kind of like lies on the fault line between what essentially is the Muslim north of Nigeria and the Christian south. And those religious divisions, the ethnic divisions, have been there for a very, very long time. And every once in a while, they come to a head. I mean, there've been skirmishes there. There've been a lot of ethno-religious fighting there in the last couple of years. And this group, Boko Haram, have carried out some attacks in the city. But in the last two or three years, you could say that things had cooled down in Jos for a bit. We thought that Jos was returning to normalcy. But with these two explosions that we've seen there, I guess you could say that they've come within the crosshairs of Boko Haram.
Are you concerned that maybe Jos's this middle belt is now becoming ripe Boko Haram territory?
When you spoke to Nigerian government officials a few months ago, they tell you that, well, we've managed to confine the activities of Boko Haram to a small part of the northeast of the country. But in the last month alone, we've seen two bomb attacks in Abuja, which is the federal capital territory, and now Jos, which is just a three-hour drive from Abuja. So you could say that Boko Haram are getting bolder. They're trying to tell people that wherever you are, we can reach you. And in fact, one of the videos that they posted online a few weeks ago was a direct taunt to President Goodluck Jonathan. The Boko Haram leader, Abubakar Shekau, said, "We are right next to you, but you can't see us."
Mm-hmm. What's your sense of the effectiveness of the Nigerian military right now? What are people saying?
The problem with the Nigerian military, which was one of the strongest in Africa about two or three decades ago, is that it allowed itself to become politicized. So when the military was in power, rather than concentrate on building up its security apparatus, they were concentrating on playing politics within themselves, who wanted what position. And that is now taking its toll on the military. I understand that a lot more money is being put into the military now, but, you know, the military has had money in the past. Every single year, the defense budget is the highest in the country. So nobody believes the military is effective. I mean, it's now coming out to play, and everybody sees that, you know, you can't fight this ragtag army of Islamic militants. They're just proving that they're stronger than you and better organized than you are.
I'm just curious about the girls in Jos. They're all kids. Are they defiant about going to school right now, or have they been intimidated?
Well, I mean, the kids in Jos haven't really been affected by these attacks by Boko Haram on schools. I mean, this has been confined to the northeast of the country. So kids are going to school. But the last time I was in Jos, you could see, I mean, even the primary school that I went to in Jos, you know, they've built massive walls around the school, you know, with barbed wiring at the top of these fences. So, you know, what used to be like an open playground is more like a prison yard for kids.
Mm. Peter Okwoche, one of the hosts of the BBC program Focus on Africa. He's also a native of Jos. Peter, our condolences to you for those horrific bombings yesterday, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Marco.